another big round of NRL. Before we get on to State of Origin, what are the takeaways from the last round, mate?
Mickey, round 13, we're at the halfway part of the season, and as we look at the ladder, Penrith in first, Cronulla second, Brisbane third, and Melbourne round up the top four, with South, Dolphins, Canberra, and Warriors top eight. The bottom four, Dragons, Cowboys, Tigers, and Dogs. Over the weekend, usually we see a drop in performance when there's a split round.
Yeah.
But I must confess, the football we saw was bloody excellent. It was really good.
Over the way.
So we're showing that we have got the depth for another team, even if we want to go even further.
And it started to shake out a bit too, because there was a rocky start for some of those teams in the top four.
Like
Penrith and Storm, and it starts to be... We're seeing a pattern forming, one to watch. Now, before we get back to the NRL, a State of Origin, Adelaide.
Yes.
Both teams travel to Adelaide today. You've done this. How are you feeling? Is it starting to get serious? Is it starting to get real for the players?
Yeah, I think as soon as they land in Adelaide, it does, because you realise exactly what your body's about to go through on Wednesday night, if you've been there before.
Yeah.
And it's the hardest version of our game there is. It's the most intense, and it's the most... it's the quickest. Your heart feels like it's pounding after 5 minutes, and you feel like you're running in sand after 7 minutes.
Yeah,
so it's very, very tough.
A bit of a scare in the New South Wales camp. Payne Haas went down. What do you know? Is it serious? Is he what's?
No, I think he's rolled his ankle. The big boy. I think he didn't play in the game three of last year. Either did Tom Trbojevic or Luttrell. Either did Cam Munster on that same breath. But he'll be fine. He went down with an ankle injury, but the latest is that he'll be fine. He had a captain's run yesterday at Homebush, and he came through with flying colours.
So you mentioned those players have been there before, know what's about to occur. What about the debutants? They go over there. They are a little wide-eyed. They'll be having a bit of an out-of-body experience, or a tougher than your more seasoned pros, yeah?
Well, you remember what people used to tell you it was like before you had kids? And they'd say, this is what you've got to get ready for this. It's 10 times that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, really? It is that. I mean, having
it's
kids...
It's way more important.
Of course. Well, this is the same with the debutants. You know, when I was a debutant, I'd ask my roommate, I said, what's it going to be like the first... He said, mate, I can't really tell you because you've got to experience it yourself. And these guys, the three New South Welshmen, Pengai Jr., Nico Hines, and Hudson Young, as well as Reece Walsh for Queensland, will be getting around the camp asking questions. But until they run out there and find out for themselves how bloody hard this type of footy is.
And are they likely to get a bit of extra attention?
Of course.
Has it been known to happen?
Yes, of course.
All right, and one last question. You're still going without me. You're still leaving.
I'm working on that as we speak. I'm working on that as we speak.
And leave me here.
I've got a good mate at Crown Casinos in Adelaide. He's doing what he can for you, Dan Lewis.
I could be a debutant. This could be me. This could be me going to Adelaide like a wide-eyed kid on my first Origin with you beside me. But no,
I'll look
it's
after
not
it.
Happening.
No, it's still good.
Go to the
look
news,
another day.
Please, just go to me.
He's found success both on the field.
Big Mel returns to Lane Park.
And as a coach.
By one of the great rugby league players.
And now he's joined the greats of the NRL. As the 13th immortal.
Yes, he certainly is. And I had the real pride and privilege of playing against and with Mal Meninga. And this time of year, obviously with Origin around, he's a man in much demand. But before we get on to Origin, Mickey, there was a terrible incident just before Christmas. One of NRL's real good guys, Daniel Anderson, he was rushed to hospital after a freak surfing accident on the New South Wales Central Coast. And as a result of that, has become a quadriplegic, and it's such sad news. But as we always do in this code, we come to each other's rescue. And Mal Meninga, George, how are you, my man?
Hey, MG, how are you, mate?
Mate, fantastic. This was kind of a real shattering incident that happened to Dan Anderson, and I suppose lucky now today, and as he says himself, he's lucky to be alive, mate.
He's in great spirits considering, obviously, how tragic the incident was, obviously, and he's just moving on with life. And that's, you mentioned now what a great man he is, and he just keeps on being, living with the right spirit, so that's why we're sort of rallying behind him. And he's on Face to Face with Yvonne Sampson last night, just talking about his incident, obviously, and we're trying to drive donations for Daniel. Obviously, he didn't have any insurance or healthcare cover, unfortunately, because of a health issue that he had. So the family's need some help, and we're trying to drive donations through their website on danielhansonfund.com.au, mate, please.
Yes, and we'll keep pushing that as much as we can as well, buddy.
Thank you.
We saw Corey Harawira and Ira on the weekend have a seizure on the field. We've seen how quickly that players rush to the aid of others, and this is no different. Dan Anderson, one of the best footy brains there is in rugby league, a total freak accident up there with his family. One minute you go on the beach, next minute you just don't know, do you, George?
Mate, life's so precious.
Yep.
And you know, you've seen the reaction, like you mentioned with Corey, you know, you've seen the reaction of the players, and one minute they're fighting each other, you know, knocking each other around. The next minute, something like Corey's seizure happened, and they can rally quickly, you know. So we'd never want to see these sort of things in life, and we sort of we sort of makes you self-reflect on whether, you know, what life's all about, and it gives you a different impression.
It does.
We're not vulnerable, mate. We are vulnerable.
You're dead right. Mick Malloy here. Good on you for championing this cause. You can donate to Daniel Anderson at danielandersonsfund.com.au. And as you said, it's a terrible, terrible story, but there's always some kind of lining, and to see everyone's your friend when things are going good, but it's really, you really see who's in and who's out and who cares when the chips are down. And it's wonderful to see what you guys are doing for a friend of yours. Mel, how are you feeling on the eve of the Origin series? Are you heading to Adelaide yourself?
I'll go on the junket trip, Mick.
Why not? Well, Mick's looking for one too, George, so maybe he can take him with you.
He's going without me, Mel. Isn't that dirty pool, isn't it? He's going, he's taking his family, and he's leaving me high and dry in Sydney. It's bullshit.
Well, we'll come back to you, Mick. You'll be right, mate.
We'll be right. Now, did you ever play against New South Wales when they were playing in the Navy Origins? Because it's a bit of a stink here in town at the moment. What are your thoughts on the matter?
The Navy with the red on it.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes.
I don't know if that mixes that. Like, I don't know if I wear that as a uniform.
Well,
it's got to be just one colour, surely.
It's got to be one colour, and it's got to be, I would have thought, the royal blue, whatever, the sky blue.
That struck
fear into most teams, apart from yours. I remember watching from afar, from Victoria, but you coached the best Queensland side in the history of the game. Is that fair comment?
It's a fair comment.
That's a fair comment, yeah. I mean, I got very lucky, Mick. Yeah, very lucky. Some of the best players that ever played the game come through at that time, you know, and they were an easy bunch to bring together, easy bunch to coach, and they're very passionate Queenslanders, which even helps even more, mate.
Well, all I remember is my team, Storm, didn't win a game for about two or three weeks around Origin time.
They're all playing. You're winning competitions, mate.
Yes.
Hey, Mel, thanks for swinging by, and thanks for doing what you're doing on behalf of Daniel Anderson.
Yep.
It's terrific.
Mate, I appreciate you two guys jumping on with me as well.
Easy, Georgie.
He's like MG said, he's a great man and just needs all our support.
We'll get onto the head honchos here at Triple M. We'll do a whip around and we'll make sure that this company comes good with something for the fella. Good on you, mate. Thanks, Mel. We really appreciate your time today.
See you, Georgie.
Thanks, MG. Go on, mate.
Bye, buddy.
Once again, you can donate to Daniel Anderson at danielandersonfund.com.au. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M.
And joining us in the studio is the birthday girl,
yay!
Natasha Billing. Where's the cake? Did we all? Oh, we forgot to organise it.
No.
I'll give you 5 Mick bucks. You can have 5 Mick bucks and go and give yourself a treat. What did you do for your birthday?
I got a present at 4 a.m. this morning.
In which position?
I woke up. At my age, every day you wake up is a blessing.
Glenn will be working on something. What do you think? You'll have an instinct for this. What's he going to do tonight?
He said he's done because he cooked a big meal yesterday for me, a beautiful roast,
lovely.
And he washed up, so he's done.
We've got some audio here of you and Glenn last night.
MG.
Is that your best?
MG. Please.
Bit of decorum for our Tash.
Well, I know that you've got something coming for me, so I wanted to get it back before you gave it to me.
That was the best you've got?
Yes.
We'll organise something like a cupcake. Is there something? What do you want? What would you want
fairy
for your birthday? What can I do?
It's in fairy
just
bread.
A happy workplace.
Would you like an autograph? To Tash.
From who, MG?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm starting to think you are a bit of a fan because you've been stalking him and following him around. Now,
not me.
You went to an Origin luncheon and the topic of conversation turned to our mate here, MG. What happened?
I was in the audience at the Red Lion Hotel in Rosehill on Friday night. It was to raise money for homelessness and a fantastic charity. But on the stage was the great Brandy Alexander, who is a legend player in rugby league, but more importantly, your brother-in-law, MG. And so for work purposes...
There we go.
He started talking about MG, so I said, I've got to record this. Nice. And this is one of the stories he had to tell about your now wife.
Well, I tried to talk some sense into her. So in 1986, we're on the Kangaroo Tour. Us three were on it. And because there was no phones, as Langers was saying, no, you couldn't make contact. I got a letter off my sister, Megan, I was 21. So Megan must have been 17. And right at the bottom of the letter, it had, I'm going on a date with a Penrith player. Which made me ring home. So I thought, well, there's not time to write the letter. And I got Megan on the phone and I said, Megan, I don't care who you date, you can date anyone but Mark Guy.
True.
Oh, that's
true.
Funny. He was a good judge of character.
I was a little wild, but, you know, 17, 18, 19, so yeah.
I find that hard to believe. Well, speaking of which, and you have a very healthy reputation for Biffo.
I used to.
You used to get into it. And what was the other thing you were told on the luncheon?
This is all for work, of course. Yeah. I was just going, these stories are gold.
You know you'll never be allowed to another Origin lunch if you keep divulging secrets.
Look what happened to content they've got.
Chatham House rules, I believe it is, for an Origin lunch. Doesn't leave this room.
And Brandy and also Blocker Roach said that you were infamous that when you were going to throw a punch, both on and off the field, you would start shaking your fist.
Yeah.
I've
got a nervous twitch now that I blink. I twitch, like my eyes twitch, and I've also, when I played, my mum knew when to look away because my right hair would start flicking.
You start shaking it out. I've seen that a couple of times.
You didn't know what it was.
Never in here.
So that was it. And was there also a story where you once defended the aforementioned Blocker Roach? Were you allowed to tell the story?
What about the one with Brandy when he said that I come home with the, what did he say?
So apparently you had an argument.
I had an argument with Meigs, yes.
Yes, and then...
She went inside and said, and by the way, Gregory said you're a wanker as well. So I said, oh, did he? So I've walked inside flicking and he ran through the bottom of the house, jumping fences after fence, end up two streets away.
That's a bit of an overreaction just for being called a wanker, wasn't it?
A little bit more than that, I think.
And you're happily married and very much in love.
We've been together nearly 40 years, me and Meeks. In 2026, it'll be 40 years we're together.
That's the secret to a long and healthy life.
Have a great wife if you want a great life.